State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard Sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at quakerstate.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
you're gonna remember this the rest of your life.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
You know, that really is true, that there will be a lot of people, and I know we're just getting started, but by the end of this show, this will be a show that they remember for the rest of their lives. We don't realize the impact we have on people. People come up to me all the time and
they
say
do.
Things like September 14th, 1978. I mean, 1998. That's a show that I'll remember for the rest of my life. Of course, I don't even remember the show, but that's the kind of impact we have, so be prepared to take into your head, by way of your ears, a show that you may remember for the rest of your life.
Go down in the annals of history.
Well, it won't go that far down. It goes in your ears, but it doesn't go down to your annals. I don't think.
That's a show that stinks.
Yeah.
That show goes down
bad there. Show.
Nasty.
Oh, I'm in such a good mood today, and I have no reason to be. I wish I could figure that out. One
Did
day,
you get some?
No. Some what? I got some ice cream.
Oh. Carezza?
I stopped at Silky Freeze on the way.
Carezza.
I didn't get any Carezza either. In fact, man, I got to really be careful here.
Forget it. Just go on.
Yeah,
you know
just
what?
Go on if you have to really be careful.
No, you got to do it now.
No, he does not have to do it.
I slept in a separate bedroom yet last night.
Why did the wall get bigger?
Two nights in a row now.
Wow.
Lactose intolerant. She is.
Oh!
And then sometimes she sneaks and has like a little ice cream or something.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't stand it. I cannot. I walked in the bedroom.
It's like
and
the
it
fog.
Was like hitting a wall of stench.
Oh, my
goodness. You may as well think
and
you've
seen my
there
wife. You've met my wife. You look at her, and the first thing you think is probably passes gas.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
I don't
you see.
That at all.
Does she own up to it, though? Or
oh,
do...
yeah. I walked in. I went, whoa.
Sorry. You know,
and I said, "Hey, you know the deal with the ice cream and the milk and all that. You know the
I know, but every once in a while,
can't you take
voice.
That? Don't they have that lactate?
That's her
and
nice
stuff?
Voice.
Oh, her nighttime nice voice.
Don't they have lactate and stuff?
Sure,
that
they do.
Can,
sure, they do.
But she doesn't bother.
Oh yeah, she
it.
Buys all that.
Oh,
she buys almond milk and all that junk.
No, lactate's like a medicine that if you're lactose intolerant,
I don't think it does.
I don't think it
completely.
Works.
It doesn't
oh, it
work.
Doesn't.
Well,
set
something
off the
didn't
gas.
Work. Something didn't work, and so I just said, "I said, you know what? I'm going upstairs. We have two unused bedrooms upstairs where the boys used to live, and my daughter
is your daughter at home?
She's up down the end of the hall upstairs. So she comes in the morning, Dad. What are you doing in here? And I had to break it to her.
She,
mom dropped a bomb.
And, she dropped a bomb on me,
baby.
Know, so for the last two nights, I've so I have my own place. It's great.
That is great.
Tonight you'll be sleeping in the doghouse.
I don't care. What's the difference? There's a. Let me here. We'll do the Burke segment, but let me read this email because attached to this email, and man, my printer was exhausted by the time I got through printing this stuff out. It said it's from David, and David, forgive me if I mess up your last name, David. Yaramowicz. Let me do it again. Yaramowicz. I know. He says, Dear Frank, my wife's parents and uncle all live together in an old farmhouse. And they died within the last few years. It was time to go through their possessions that they collected and kept over the years. They never threw anything away. Some of the antiques were amazing. These booklets are examples of some of the things we found that I'd like to share with you. There's one called Keeping Fit to Fight. It's a booklet that was given to my wife's grandfather before he went into World War I.
Whoa.
He said it is very interesting and funny, although a serious subject back then, about how the government worded things. There's a thing called Why We Fight. It's the back page of a different booklet put out by the YMCA, also during World War I. He said, you can change the countries, and it still works today when you read it. I hope you find these interesting. You have my permission to read them on the show. My pleasure is the way he signed it.
Oh, nice.
Dave Yaramowitz of Belleville, Illinois. I'm AM and the PM. Dave, I got the greatest charge out of reading. And I didn't get to read it all because it's like 20 pages here. But I read enough that I think I can kind of pick and choose things to read to you guys that you'll really get a big kick out of. Because, again, this is World War I, and it's put out by the U.S. government. In fact,
you going to share that with your dad?
Check this. There's certain things you can look at and just the type
print
style.
Yes.
You know it's old. 80 years old.
Uh-huh.
And this says authorized and distributed, it says, by the War Department Commission on Training Camp Activities prepared by the American Social Hygiene Association, 105 West 40th Street, New York City, at the request of and approved by the Surgeon General of the Army.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, there was such a thing.
And it starts with keeping fit to fight. And I'll leave it there for now, but we're going to get into some of this and read it. But first, the Burke segment. Do we have anything?
No. Like grandma today.
I got something. I'll jump in here.
All right. This is our control board operator, Eon the Peon. What do you have?
Thank you very much. We figured out, Jose said the other day, that there's no 4D
in America.
In America, right.
Yes.
Well, I just went to the St. Louis Zoo today and experienced a 4D.
Well, we're talking about major motion picture theaters. Cinema with major motion pictures.
Oh, I got you.
I'm sure there are small little venues.
This thing was, I met my mom and my niece and nephew at the zoo today, and kudos to anybody that can go to the zoo on a day like today with how many people there are. I mean, I tried to go see that new sea lion.
Why would today be so crowded?
Well, it's summer, kids are off school, and it's just, it's wall-to-wall
people. The weather's nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I could see where it'd be.
So we tried going to see the new sea lion exhibit. It looks awesome. I mean, it was a multi-million dollar thing they did, but there's it looked like an hour line to even walk through to go underneath the part and everything. So we didn't do that, but we went and did this 4D thing. It's a Happy Feet, that movie, right?
Yeah, I saw the movie.
It's like a 5 or 6 minute 4D adventure thing, and you go in there and you sit on these two seats, and they're half reclined, and you put 3D glasses on, and it's kind of cool because the seats move with how the Happy Feet's going down the snow and all.
Well,
that
I've
stuff.
Done it. I've done 4D in San Diego.
Yeah, and it's they spritz water out at certain points and wind and everything, so that was kind of cool. But it's so packed. I mean, I heard there's a new baby monkey, but you can't get to do anything. And I think they need to start charging to go to the zoo.
The biggest drag is when you go and half the animals don't come out.
Oh, yeah.
They're back in that stone hole.
Yes.
Hey, come out here.
We walked by the chimpanzee exhibit, and they're all hiding, in the shade.
They throw poop at you?
No, but they're all hunkered down against the walls and everything, trying to stay out of the sun.
Yeah.
But I think they should start charging for the zoo because there are some sketchy people that go to the zoo because it's free.
$5.
I mean, you see moms with cleavage, big dragon tattoos and everything. I mean, it's
you
just...
You have a problem with that, with the cleavage?
Well, he has it if they're dragging the ground. If they're tattooed and dragging the ground.
No, it's nasty.
I went by a parking lot that said $20.
Oh, yeah,
the zoo.
The parking.
That's parking.
Yeah.
That's crazy that the zoo is free and the parking's $20.
Hey. Well, you don't have to park there. You can park all through Forest Park to get to the zoo. But
that's just if you want
to
be close.
Boy, because anybody that goes, I mean, there's some, I don't know.
I know exactly
some weird people that go there because it's free, I think.
You know what they could do for those lines is maybe take, you know how they have the little petting part? They could take like little animals around and let the kids stand in line, pet the animal.
I'm going to take you there and pet you. How's that?
Wow.
Let's go to the petting part of the zoo and I'll pet you.
But that was my first 4D thing, so I couldn't remember what Jose said.
Well, I know what he meant, a major motion picture theater. I took my dad to a 4D thing in San Diego. It was at a big, one of those Westfield shopping centers.
Yeah.
And this guy had a, it was...
All in hydraulics.
Yes. And it was not cheap. It was like $20 or something. I'm going to tell you something. We sat down and put these glasses on. I don't like roller coasters. This was identical to being on a roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you go up slow. The click, 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 click,
click,
click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click,
click, click, click, click, click, click,
click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, and your seat, you literally feel like you're leaning forward. It was unbelievable.
Oh, we had to put seatbelts on today because, at certain points, they tilt the whole chair forward. Yeah.
And that water thing, we did like three of them, and one of them was like a log flume deal. And like you said, water came up and soaked me and my dad. They have a water.
Yeah.
It's in an enclosed like trailer, and it's on hydraulics.
Little valves shoot water out.
When you walk in, they close the door, it gets dark, and you know,
something's
going to happen. And when you get to the bottom where you hit the water, honest to goodness, it's just like you hit the water and it splashes water. Yeah, it's all just computerized and it shoots water on you.
Spider-Man ride is like that in
Universal.
Universal, yeah. That's one of the best rides I've ever been on in my life.
Yes.
And it's a simulator. And they have the, you're riding around like a roller coaster, and then somebody's got one of those flamethrowers, and you feel the heat coming over you, and then
that's
spraying
great.
You and stuff. It's really
that
cool.
That is great.
But we even had to wait 35 minutes for that little 5-minute happy feet.
That's
thing.
When the zoo's not fun.
Oh,
you know what? You go on a day that's about 5 degrees too cool for most people or something. Because one, it stink is bad. And two, I think all the animals are out, and you wear a jacket or whatever, and you're fine.
Or you almost have to go as soon as they open.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost what, I don't know what they open at 8 a.m.
One of the last times I went was with as a room mother, and they give you like a rope, and all the kids have to hold on to the rope, and they all have matching shirts on.
I hate those big groups, too, of, all those field trips and
things. You hate children?
Well, yeah, and a big group of them, I do.
What I hear is you hate children.
Yes.
That's the way I get it.
When they're 40 at a time.
Just you wait, honey.
The zoo can't charge admission because the land was donated to the zoo from some family.
Well, they absolutely can because it was up for vote not long ago, and it was proposed as something that the city of St. Louis was thinking about doing.
Really?
So there must be a way to do it, or it wouldn't have come up.
Well, there were a couple of people that called and said that the family that donated the land had a stipulation
in there. I distinctly remember the discussion about whether or not they were going to charge it.
Wasn't that part of like that Forest Park Forever or Forest something?
I don't know, but I remember it got shot down.
But I think it would keep out some of the riffraff. Because, man, well,
maybe a lot of people consider you the riffraff.
Yeah. How much is it to ride the train?
these Ladue people, Frontenac, they look at you and they go, look at that thing.
I'm sure they do.
And the other people.
I think the train is, to do the full loop, I think it's 4 stops. I think it's like $12 or something to ride the train. Yeah, I think so.
You mean the train around the park?
All. Yes.
Yeah.
I never did really get I've done it.
Oh,
You don't.
That's the best part.
Oh no, I love it.
You
do
through those tunnels.
Yeah.
It
never gets old.
I like to go in there and make out.
That was all I had.
Anything else? That's it. Burke segment over.
I won't have anything till tomorrow and Friday.
Over and out. What does that mean?
Oh, he's got a big concert tonight. Dave Matthews Band's in town.
Why would he go there?
I don't know.
That's right. He goes to every one of their concerts all over the country. That's the end of the Burke segment. It's officially closed. We'll tell you know what? We got people calling. Dan, grab these calls. We'll take your calls for a few minutes before we have to break, and then eventually we'll get to this World War I. This is so much fun to read. What the soldiers and the general public, the pamphlet they were given by the government before they were about to go into basic training and off to probably, in many cases, war, for the United States. So this would have been, what were the years of World War One? Can we pull that
up?
Oh,
man,
I
think
we're too
it's
stupid.
Like the
19...
I want to say it started in like the tens, right, didn't it?
World War One? You know what? Here's how stupid we are. Not one person in this room.
I think it was like 1918 or something like that, wasn't it?
Began on 14 and ended in 18.
So 1914, Dan Strauss, 1914 to 1918.
Yeah.
So this stuff is 100 years old, the stuff I'm looking at and reading.
Wow.
It's 100 years old. It's fun. So we'll get to that. We'll take your calls right now, 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or toll-free, 888-550-5877. Jeff is up first. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, I'm Amnon in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I hate to shoot holes in Eon's theory of charging money is going to keep out the riffraff.
Mm-hmm.
Because Six Flags is pretty expensive, and that is the biggest collection of knuckle draggers.
You know what? Knuckle draggers.
He's got a good point.
You know what, Jeff? You have a point.
You do have a point.
Well, good luck.
And it's far from free.
Oh, man, he's right, though. There are some Six Flags is the same thing.
You get
thing.
A lot of those hairy armpit shirt guys
out
there.
No. And especially that water park. It's like knuckle dragger soup. They all get
in that. I will not get in a water park on a hot 100-degree day in St. Louis with every sweating...
Yes,
peeing, leaking, leaking anuses. You don't know what's in there.
Well, they probably save that up for their bath. They don't even. They go.
Don't need to take no bath. We're going to Six Flags.
save some of the water bill.
Honey, turn off water heater. We ain't gonna take no baths this week. We're going to Six Flags. Let's go to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Talking about the Ford East thing, it wasn't called that, but about 10 years ago, the St. Louis County Fair and Air Show, out there with my son, he's about 5 at the time, and across the way, there's just what looks like an oversized minivan on a flatbed trailer, and it's all dancing around, and I was thinking it was some hip-hop thing going on, and it was the Budweiser simulator.
Yes.
You got about 9 of you got in there, and they closed the door. It's all dark, and it's a surround screen, and I've never been to the IMAX or anything like that, and all of a sudden, you launch back because it's on hydraulics, and
right.
You're in a dragster, and then as you're coming down through the gates at the... At the end of the drag strip, you pitch forward and lean over because you're taking you're in an open wheel Indy car, making a hard left and then a right, and then you're in the Budweiser microplane and you're in the Miss Budweiser boat. It was the coolest thing ever. It was the price of admission on its own.
And here's what's so amazing about it is even though you're sitting in one spot, you would swear that you are taking a hard turn or you're flipping upside down. It's your senses fool you. They trick you.
Because of the hydraulics
and
what you're seeing, what your eyes are saying, and you think you're in it. Absolutely. It was the coolest thing ever.
I would say unless somebody has severe motion sickness, if you ever see one of those bouncing trailer things, go in there. It's worth the price of admission because it's incredible what it does to your body. Mike, thank you for the call.
Frank?
Yeah.
El gusto es mio.
I'm sorry?
El gusto es mio.
Oh, well,
my pleasure.
Mucho gusto. También. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, I have a traffic bulletin.
Okay. You know, I glanced to my right a while ago, and I don't know, it threw me because Dan wasn't there. Now I understand why. He's down in the KTRS traffic center, and it sounds busy. Dan, what's going on down there?
Very busy, Frank. Northbound 270 shut down right now at Ladue. That's northbound 270 at Ladue due to an accident. And Tim Weiland will have more on that coming up in just a few minutes.
And, you know, I want to praise you and applaud you for saying due to an accident, because Tim Weiland would have said due to an accident.
I know.
And it would have sounded like doo-doo.
I know.
He likes to say doo-doo on the air.
He does.
And for those who don't know how this works, you can hear the hubbub in the traffic center. Dan sits to my right in a glass sort of enclosure, and there's an elevator, a small shaft. And when the
traffic there's a small shaft, all right.
When the traffic bulletin. Dan, show him your small shaft for a second.
Go.
When the traffic bulletin light comes on, he literally drops, chair and all, to the lower level, right into the traffic center, and they hand him the bulletin. This place.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Top notch.
And then once it's red, like right now, there. Look over there. He sits.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right back up. And it's three floors down.
Very efficient.
It's very efficient, very fast, and incredible. And no other station has it. And if you take a tour of KTRS, please say, "I want a complete tour." You scout troops, brownies, church groups. I want a complete tour of KTRS, and I want to include both the traffic and the weather centers.
Yeah. Who books those tours? Is that Lauren or is that Mark?
I think it's Mike Dorsey.
Mark Dorsey.
What's his name?
Mark.
Yeah. Ask for Mike.
So you can call here at 453-5500.
Yes.
And,
ask for Mike Dorsey and Mark, say, okay, I want a tour. And you want him as your tour guide. Don't settle for anybody else, because he knows the place inside out.
But he's the only one that has access to the weather.
That's right. True.
Special key cards.
Yeah,
because if you don't take the elevator, you have to have a key card, and he's the only one that has it. So you tour groups, Mr. Dorsey, that's who you want to take you on a tour, and make sure you specify complete tour. Mm-hmm. Oh, and ask if you can, while you're here, if you time it right, eat in our cafeteria.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. That is awesome. They put peanut butter cookies out today.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
It's really?
It is something special. Fanny. Can I talk to this, because this is such a great name, before we break? Parmela. Is that your name, Parmela?
Parmela. Parmela. You have to push the button.
Oh, I do, don't I? Yeah. I'm sorry, is that your name, Parmela?
Yes, it is.
That's a great name.
Thank you very much.
And you don't hear that every day.
No, you don't. Actually, I don't ever hear it at all. So.
Well, you'll hear it. I'm going to hear it. You'll hear it right now. Hey, Parmela. See, you just heard it. What can we do for you, Parmela?
I have a quick computer porn story. However, I'm sure it's all made up, because we all know people don't actually look at porn on the computer.
No, it's an urban legend, but go ahead.
Exactly. My father, who was much older, he was actually 63 when I was born, and he was the youngest of 8 children. So I'm talking all of my first cousins were old enough basically to be my grandparents.
Wow.
I know. And so my last living first cousin was exactly 50 years older than me. So on his 80th birthday, we traveled to this small town in Tennessee to see him. And a very sharp cookie, and we were talking about, you know, you might want to get a computer. I think you'd enjoy it. You'd find it interesting. You could follow your investments online. You could, you know, follow the baseball, because he loved baseball. And I'm giving him all of these sort of things that I thought he would be interested in if he had a computer.
Yeah.
And this little 80-year-old man interrupted me and said, if I had one of those computers, could I get porn on it?
That's the thing. Oh, those 80-year-olds have no idea what's all out there nowadays.
No.
There's a wonderful world out there, dude.
Good for him. And did did he get a computer?
He did end up getting a computer. I do not know what type of information he accessed from it, but we did get him set up with a computer, and it was hilarious, because we're trying to keep a straight face, because
tell you how you can tell what he's been looking at. Is his right arm in a sling?
Maybe he's a lefty.
Or if he's a lefty, his left arm. That's the first giveaway. Or if he's had to have some
kind of... it was tough for them growing up back then. What you had maybe 8mm film.
Well, you didn't have any Playboy.
You had pinups, and they had swimming suits on.
Yeah. Boy, there's so much great stuff out there now.
Yeah, aren't we lucky? Yeah. Hey, Parmela, you can call... What was the little town in Tennessee? Do you remember?
Dresden, Tennessee.
Been there. It is a little nothing town.
It is very nothing. And my father was literally born in a two-room house. And I actually got to see what was left of it at one point. We traveled and we found it on some back roads and had to hike a while to get to it. But I actually got to see what was left of it at one time.
And you know what? My dad was born in Humboldt, Tennessee, in a two-room house. And there were 8 of them in the house.
Yeah.
And I went and saw it. And I couldn't believe that a family... We complain if the air conditioning goes out, all the microwave's not working.
Right.
I could not believe what I saw. No electricity.
I agree.
No plumbing.
I agree.
So we're very lucky. Parmela, you call anytime.
Thank you so much. Have a good day. It's been my pleasure.
No pleasure till we meet in person. But thank you, Parmela.
Thanks.
You know what? I like her, and she liked me.
Yep.
And it couldn't have been
clearer. Tell.
It could not have been clearer. She was giddy by the time she hung up.
Yep. I have something to add about that. 270 being shut down on northbound 270.
Well, let's do it right. Hit the button. Go down into the traffic. There he goes.
Hurry, Dan.
Hurry. Hey, I'm down here.
You down there?
Yeah.
Well, what do you have?
All right. Not only is northbound 270 closed at Ladue, the two left lanes of southbound 270 are shut down at that point there,
holy
too.
Holy cow, must have been a doozy.
So it is a mess on 270 at Ladue.
You know what I'd like to do right now is turn the mic on. There, you know when you go to the drive-through and you put the tube and it goes...
Yeah.
Like the, that's the kind of
first
the,
community.
The tube here. So we'll let you listen as Dan is shot back up to the studio. There he is, right there. Look at him.
Hey, Dan.
Whoa.
How you doing?
Unbelievable.
That's,
and that's three levels.
Wow.
That's three
fast.
Very fast. You okay, dizzy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it'll make you dizzy if you don't do it very often. Okay, we have to take a break, and before we do that, and we'll come back, we'll take more calls, I'm going to invite you for the thousandth time, probably, to, if you don't have a dentist, or you have one you don't like, or for whatever reason you dread going to the dentist, you could go where I go, and I've gone there for 39 years. Dr. Watanabe, Dr. Olivier, Dr. Haynes, and all of the people that work for them that make this experience anything but frightening. That's Ballast Dental Care. And I hear the other dental commercials, and I find it very funny because I listen to them knowing that they have been listening to me talk about Ballast Dental Care, so they at some point decide, hey, we got to get on the air, and we need to talk about our dental place. And some of the things they say, I think to myself, well, everything you're saying, pretty much any dental clinic could say. There's nothing special about this. And then the people who talk about the dental places, prior to talking about them, never went there. They went there to see what it was about because they know they're going to be talking about it. In my case, I was going to Ballast Dental Care for almost 30 years before I ever spoke a word about them on the radio. So 39 years, nobody knows this place much better than I do, except the patients, and there are, I have actually gotten email from a couple of them who've been going there since they opened 41, 42 years ago. So for 39 years, I've gone there and have never wanted to go anywhere else. And I hear all the other commercials just like you and have all these years. Nothing I ever heard or saw about another place made me want to go there because I can't imagine going anywhere to the dentist and have it be a more pleasant experience than it is at Ballast Dental Care. My dad said something to me when we were talking about his dad having never gone to the dentist. My dad said, you remember when shots at the dentist hurt so bad that that's why you dreaded going? And I said, yeah. He said, they don't hurt like that anymore. And I said, no, especially where I go. They've perfected this where there's this little tiny, like, hair-like needle.
That gel stuff they put on first.
They numb you first.
Where they're going to give the shot so you don't feel the shot. I mean, it's just totally different. And, yeah, they have sedation dentistry. If you, in fact, are a candidate for that and need it, they have it. Become a new patient. They'd love to have you. Ballast Dental Care at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com.
Well, we'll check on that 270 mess with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oakland in traffic, Tim.
Thanks, Tina. They still have northbound 270 completely shut down before Ladue, and that backup is just a little bit north of Manchester now. Southbound 270, it's just the left lane at this time, and you are jammed up pretty solid from Page, probably approaching Page now. It's going down past Ladue, and then it looks pretty good as you make your way down towards Doherty Ferry. On northbound 255 between the Dupo exit and 157, two left lanes are down. Traffic is getting through. There's really no delays, just a big slowdown as you go through. Also, we have eastbound 64 is slowing Union Station to Busch Stadium. And this traffic report is brought to you by Dish Network. Hate commercials? Call Dish. 1-800-WATCH-TV. And ask about Auto Hop, only with the Hopper from Dish. You'll skip commercials automatically and just enjoy primetime shows in HD Dish. Let's watch TV. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Okay, people, pay attention because I do not want to have to fail you.
Get a quick take on the day.
Say that again.
Get your eyes and ears on KTRS.com.
The internet, that thing's still around.
It's headlines and high fives.
You're the cat's pajamas, man. You're the bee's knees.
Catch the news you crave on demand.
People of Earth, hear this.
If you haven't been to KTRS.com lately, you're missing a whole new adventure.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of silver $100 unions. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Sketches of the proof were recently discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. The $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who also designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination. And now, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint plans to release a limited quantity of 1-ounce silver $100 unions to the public. These hefty silver $100 unions are available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-220-1174. Please dial carefully. Call now to receive the free collector's DVD featuring gold and silver coins and the full story of the Morgan Silver Union. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being, because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-5085 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of 1 per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Special report.
The bottom line here is the Supreme Court has upheld the health care case.
The Supreme Court has upheld Obamacare. A bad law, a big tax, it needs to go. I'm John Bruner, a conservative Republican for the U.S. Senate. I'm a Marine, a manufacturer, not a career politician. Now, more than ever, we must fight to repeal Obamacare. It raises our taxes, raises our debt, raises our health care costs, and cuts Medicare for seniors. Claire McCaskill was the deciding vote for Obamacare. She will not vote to repeal it, but I will. As your citizen senator, I'll lead the fight to repeal Obamacare and replace it with common sense reforms that will improve quality, lower cost, and give us all the freedom of choice in health care. The fast track to repeal Obamacare is to defeat Claire McCaskill. I intend to do just that. I'm John Bruner, and I approve this message. Paid for by Bruner for Senate.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
When Christian Hospital's chief of surgery, Dr. Jay Jensen, needed life-saving surgery of his own, he could have gone anywhere, but he chose Christian Hospital. Dr. Jensen knows that Christian is not only one of the top hospitals within BJC Healthcare, we're also ranked among the top hospitals in the entire St. Louis region by U.S. News & World Report. Watch Dr. Jensen tell his story at ChristianCares.org. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
If you change your mind,
take a chance.
I'm the first in line.
Take a chance.
I'm the answer.
Take a chance. Take a chance.
Take a chance on me.
Take a chance. Take a chance.
If you need me, let me.
I like ABBA.
Be around. If you got no place to go.
Remember a song when you were a kid? Did you ever hear a song ABBA Dabba 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 Dabba?
Honeymoon.
Something. No. Something about here. Shut that down because I can't. Here. Abba dabba 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 said the monkey to the chimp.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Abba dabba 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 dabba. And I don't remember anything else.
I mean,
you remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when I was a kid, we used to say, Acky backy sody cracky, Acky backy boo. If your pappy chews tobacco, out goes you.
Oh.
It was one of those eeny, meeny, miny yeah. things, but it was a southern hillbilly version.
Chews tobacco.
So from about almost 100 years ago, courtesy of David, and I won't mess up his last name again, who sent me this. And you can look at it, and the type style, and the it looks 100 years old. This was on the back of a YMCA pamphlet as we had entered World War One, and it's called Why We Fight. Now, Bruce, if you guys could do just something patriotic real low while I read this. Hey, that's good. Why We Fight, printed 100 years ago, YMCA. And by the way, David was right in his email. There's not much about this that doesn't stick today. We fight because we could not avoid war and preserve national honor. We fight because an arrogant power challenged our freedom on the sea and, without warning and without reason, sank vessels carrying American men, women, and children across the open highway of the ocean. We fight to save, for those we love, the priceless boon of liberty for which our fathers fought in days long past. We fight to keep unpolluted and holy the American home. We fight to make this old world worth living in for those dear to us and for those who are to follow after our day is spent. We fight to protest to the death against barbarism and cruelty such as have prevailed and are prevailing in the conquered territories of Belgium, France, Russia, Armenia, and the Balkan states. We fight to protect the just rights of weaker nations against the iron and unscrupulous might of the strong and the powerful. We fight for the sake of outraged women of many lands, for helpless children stricken down in sacred youth, for men maimed and slaughtered beneath the juggernaut of imperial ambition, for the old and the young of those hapless nations crushed by Teutonic ruthlessness. We fight because we cannot endure such things and not fight and still retain character and manhood. We fight because our enemies seek to despoil and destroy the sacred land of our heritage, to bind freeborn Americans in fetters of serfdom, and to drag us captive in the train of their triumphant procession. Let me just stop and say this. How about the way this is written?
Yeah,
almost 100 years ago, the vocabulary of this author. We fight without hunger for indemnity and without unholy longing for territory, anxious only to bear our share of the heavy burden of saving civilization from the blight of so-called culture. We fight because God has called us, and we have heard his call, summoning men of every nation and creed to serve him in this, the testing day of nations. For reasons unselfish and exalted, our country has entered this war to remain in it until her victorious sons return with her flag bathed in new glory. We must and we shall win, because the courage of a just cause masters our souls, because our nation in this day appraises righteousness more than comfort, and because a free people prefer death to slavery.
Wow!
Almost 100 years ago, on the back of a YMCA pamphlet. And now, since we were not here July 4th, we want to play one of the greatest military speeches ever to hit the big screen. The great George C. Scott as George Patton.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won a war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country. Men, All this stuff you've heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the sting of battle. When you were kids, you all admired the champion marble shooter, the fastest runner, big league ball players, the toughest boxers. Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser. Americans play to win all the time. I wouldn't give a hoot in hell for a man who lost and laughed. That's why Americans have never lost and will never lose a war. Because the very thought of losing is hateful to Americans. Now, an army is a team. It lives, eats, sleeps, fights as a team. This individuality stuff is a bunch of crap. The bilious bastards who wrote that stuff about individuality for the Saturday Evening Post don't know anything more about real battle than they do about fornicating. Now, we have the finest food and equipment, the best spirit, and the best men in the world. You know, by God, I actually pity those poor bastards we're going up against. By God, I do. We're not just going to shoot the bastards. We're going to cut out their living guts and use them to grease the treads of our tanks. We're going to murder those lousy Hun bastards by the bushel. Now, some of you boys, I know, are wondering whether or not you'll chicken out under fire. Don't worry about it. I can assure you that you will all do your duty. The Nazis are the enemy. Wade into them. Spill their blood. Shoot them in the belly. When you put your hand into a bunch of goo that a moment before was your best friend's face, you know what to do. Now, there's another thing I want you to remember. I don't want to get any messages saying that we are holding our position. We're not holding anything. Let the Hun do that. We are advancing constantly, and we're not interested in holding on to anything except the enemy. We're going to hold on to him by the nose, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like crap through a goose. Now, there's one thing that you men will be able to say when you get back home. And you may thank God for it. 30 years from now, when you're sitting around your fireside...
Here comes the edit.
...with your grandson on your knee...
I wish we didn't have to edit it.
...and he asks you, what did you do in the great World War II? You won't have to say, well, I shoveled Louisiana.
It's the essay, George.
All right, now you sons of bitches, you know how I feel.
The term of endearment.
Yeah.
I will be proud to lead you wonderful guys into battle anytime, anywhere. That's all.
I did go years ago, and I looked up the actual speech. This is so mild and toned down. No, no, I'm not kidding.
Really?
Patton did not use words like fornicate. All right. He used the F word.
Oh.
He used words that I guess at the time they made the movie, they thought, we just can't do this way. We've got to rewrite this a little bit. This guy was unbelievable. I, you know, in the sense of the context of this speech, I'm not a historian. I don't know anything much else about George. I know he had the pearl handled or ivory handled pistols and he slapped that kid. And the movie was too long. I know that could have been shorter, but that's the highlight and the heart of the movie. And isn't that at the, pretty much the beginning of the movie, that speech in front of the
flag. You know what? I'm ashamed to say I've never seen it.
Oh, it's not at the end.
No, it's towards the beginning.
It's too bad it's at the beginning because if you...
That's like a crescendo.
Somehow, yeah, we're forced to wait for that speech. It would have been, I think, a good idea. American Equity Mortgage. There's some other mortgage companies, certainly with the name mortgage in them, maybe even Equity in America. Just don't get confused with all that stuff. There's only one American Equity Mortgage, and it has this phone number and not another similar number, 314-878-9999. I think if you just remember to look for the 878, you're probably home free, and that'll put you in touch with American Equity Mortgage. The reason you call them, there are several reasons. Everybody who calls them is calling them to borrow money. Some people have been turned down other places. Well, I'm sorry, you don't qualify. If anybody can get you the mortgage you need or the loan you need on the equity in your house and make it part of your mortgage, these people can do it. They have worked with people who have, I'm sure, credit worse than yours. And if you have perfect credit, good for you. I've always prided myself on having great credit. I think my credit score is like 840 or something. But I was always told, pay your bills, pay your bills, pay your bills. Don't not pay people. Don't buy things you can't afford. But sometimes you hit a stumble, you lose a job for a while. It happens. Most people don't have perfect credit. They know that. They understand that. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. We still have that accident they're working with on northbound 270 near Ladue that's got the highway shut down northbound. You are backed up well between Doherty Ferry and Manchester. Southbound traffic jamming up from Dorset all the way down. Taking a look at it, the left lane is open, though. And if you're headed downtown, eastbound 64, just a little bit slow between Jefferson and Union Station. This report brought to you by Jack in the Box. All summer long at your local Jack in the Box, you can escape the heat and cool down with any large fountain drink for just $1 plus tax at participating locations. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for a